Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's Wrestling Uncensored. Big match changes for WrestleMania Backlash. Asuka is back in the WWE. We just watched SmackDown. We're watching AEW Rampage. We're live. It's Friday night. The Simon Brothers in full effect. Let's get Johnny North in here and start this sucker. Ooh. Was that a new intro?
I like that. Like a ticking like clock there. Mm. It's showtime.
Wait. Hang on. Now it's showtime.
Oh, big man.
Big man. Johnny North. I don't know who I was doing there. It wasn't really an impression. It was just
it was
like
kind of a Vince.
I don't know what it was. How are you, buddy? Champion.
I'm good. Been watching a lot of wrestling this week, so all set for tonight. Watch a decent match right now, Darby Allin, Swerve Strickland.
Was that a dig at me, John, right off the bat, because I told you that I didn't watch everything this week? John's like, oh, no. I watched everything. I'm very prepared, unlike some people that I won't name.
Yeah.
Me.
No, actually, it's more shot at me because I didn't watch all of Raw last week, remember? I only finally watched it, I think, this week, so...
Mm-hmm.
I felt a bit behind last week, but this time I actually caught up and watched all the wrestling, which is, you know, an accomplishment because, as you know, it's not easy to watch all the wrestling.
No, it's not. And I'm struggling to do it now with a second child. My daughter's 3 months old, three weeks old, and it's like a lot, you know, going on.
Long,
so
obvious.
I tried to watch all the wrestling, but there was, you know, some stuff that I missed here and there.
It's like you told us earlier, you know, you're watching on your feet.
Yeah, I watch on my feet. I'm kind of running around, going back and forth.
I
see what's going on, but, you know, I'm finally off my feet now. It feels good to sit down. Running around during bedtime and SmackDown and everything. But I did manage to watch pretty much everything this week. And, you know, I've watched everything for the past however many years we've been doing this show and then beyond. Right, how when is 2006 we started this show? What year is it
now? Wrestling Uncensored, exactly. I think Wrestling Uncensored was like 2010.
Right, but Ringside Report started as a pro wrestling show.
About 06.
And it was 2000. It was August, I think, of 2006, and I was covering all the wrestling back then, and that's really when it started. So it's been 16 years of watching every Raw, SmackDown, and now Dynamite and even Rampage somehow.
Yeah, Japanese match.
So if I miss a couple, and New Japan and everything, right? And then, so if I miss the odd match on Raw or SmackDown, you know, it's all right. It's, you know, like I was watching Xavier Woods and Ridge Holland, and I kind of left the room, and, you know, I made a comment, like, you see one Xavier Woods-Ridge Holland match, you've pretty much seen them all. And they wrestled again tonight on SmackDown for no reason in particular. Why are the New Day and the Sheamus boys still feuding? Should that be the opening topic of the show? Why is this happening?
And where's Butch?
Where is Butch? Do we care about the location of Butch? Butch is missing. Maybe he's become Pete Dunne again. I don't know. I think that would be funny if, like, he's got another life. He's got another job where he's Pete Dunne and he can't be Butch, you know? When he puts the hat on, nobody knows he's Pete Dunne. But as soon as that hat comes off, it's like, hey. Aren't you Pete Dunne? Puts the hat back on. No, I'm Butch! You know, he does the whole thing. Oh, that's not... Different Butch. Butch. I got confused about the Butch. But I like that Sheamus has, like... I see those guys as, like, Sheamus is the Papa Bear, Ridge is the Mama Bear, and Butch is the Baby Bear of that group, right? It's kind of like large, medium, small. They're all the same. It's three guys basically doing the same gimmick. They're guys that wear hats, suspenders, and they love to fight even with each other. Like, that's really their gimmick.
Yeah.
They're from a place where they talk with an accent. It's like Ireland or England or whatever. You know,
it
doesn't seem to matter in WWE world. Sheamus is Irish. Ridge is, you know,
from somewhere.
The thing is, people with those accents don't understand. The rest of us here that talk, you know, American-like, you know, Canadian talk, you know, regular English. You know what I mean?
North American.
North American English. A lot of us, we have trouble figuring out. Are you from New Zealand? Are you from Australia? Are you from Wales? Are you from England? Are you from Ireland? Are you Scottish? We don't know. We don't know.
There's little differences in accents.
Eventually, you can figure it out. Like, the more you hear somebody, you're like, okay, I think he's Irish. He's not British. You know what I mean? Yeah. But
and you wouldn't want to ask an Irish person if they were English. I think that would
Well, no, it's offensive to them. It's offensive to them. But the WWE treats it like, yeah, whatever, you're all from England. Sheamus, Ridge Holland, Butch, you're all from the same place. You wear the hats and the suspenders, and you all dress like you're in a Guy Ritchie movie.
Finley, they said it was from Northern Ireland.
Yeah, well, they gave him a hometown.
Hat or had, like, that kind of anything. Like,
he loved to fight, though.
And he did have a shillelagh.
He was a fighting Irishman.
And he had a leprechaun son.
And he had a leprechaun son. Yes. And he had a shillelagh that
danced.
He beat people with. I mean, he was pretty generic Irish guy.
But, I feel like he may have had some sort of hat in WCW. Finley.
A green one.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he dress like a leprechaun a bit? Didn't he? Yeah.
It's like a half kind of
that epic
half like a warrior kind of thing.
But, you know, the Sheamus group is what it is.
Uh-huh.
It's not great. And their whole thing now is Butch is missing. Like, they've rushed this whole thing. Like, Sheamus had Ridge Holland who, like, idolized him. And then they bring in Pete Dunne. They call him Butch. He's with them. And he's like a rabid dog who runs away and goes missing sometimes.
He's like Hornswoggle.
He is like Hornswoggle. He's like their Hornswoggle.
They're just like rehashing things. You know, Gunter is just, you know, German Rusev.
John, you like that? Yeah, he is.
The music's the same.
He's German Rusev. I'm from Germany, which is a different country, and you used to have war with us, so you will hate me.
America
Gunter,
is weak.
Ring general. Yeah, I'm going to say some German words now. You know, like, all right.
Das Uber Guter.
Yeah.
Unterschleitheim.
You like that contract signing tonight? Feel like we just saw one last week, didn't we? Why do we have another contract sign? And the contract signing breaks down, and then the match that they were signing the contract for is now not happening. So the Usos.
It's a breakdown in negotiations, you know?
That's right. They
just didn't have
up the terms. They tore it up, right? Yeah. They tore it up.
They're going to sign somewhere else.
Yeah, they need a third party, you know, a neutral third party to settle the differences here.
Arbitration.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now we got a six-man tag.
So the Usos and the RK Bros are in the ring with Adam Pearso, and they got a contract signing going on for the tag team titles. And this is the match that I'm really excited about for WrestleMania Backlash, which is next week. Like, I was really... Is it Mother... No. Tell me no. So don't say that.
No.
I
next
tell
week's
you
the...
it is.
No, next week's the 1st of May.
No.
Or, I mean,
oh, jeez.
Sunday. The one after? Oh, it is Mother's Day.
It's all
Day.
Coming together, isn't it?
Next Sunday? What day is it? Friday?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're telling me I have 9 days? 8 days, really, now?
Oh, Mother's Day.
I have
Day.
8 days to figure... Jesus.
Oh, Mother's Day presents.
Oh, boy.
Mama it's better when you get it done early, guys.
Well,
get
thanks
done early next time.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, John. No, thanks for the update, because I'm a little lost these days. So thanks for the heads up.
You know your dates.
Oh, geez, brother. Okay, so it's Backlash 2 next week. And shit, what are we going to do? You got any ideas? All right, we'll talk about it later.
Good place to get chocolate.
You got two Mother's Day, too, don't you? Like,
yeah, I know. It's really a lot of pressure for me. Especially when, you know, she just had a child, another child, just gave birth, you know. It's like a big, like, double thumbs up for mother, you know. You got to, like, do something. I don't know. What the fuck? I don't know. I'm tired.
Definitely watching WrestleMania Backlash together. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. That'll be good. Hey, I'm going to watch WrestleMania Backlash, and then I'm going to do a show afterwards. Can you watch the kids?
Should be, well, it'll be late by then, so it won't be so bad.
No, everybody should be asleep by then. Fingers crossed. Don't be surprised if I miss a match or two at WrestleMania Backlash next week because I'm putting my son to bed. Oh, how are we going to do this? Okay, so this was the match I was looking forward to. Usos versus RK-Bro for the tag team titles. All the belts on the line. Let's go. Except we didn't get that. Now we're not getting that.
Nope.
No, no belts. No belts. Because of stupid Drew McIntyre. This guy, this Australian or whatever he
is. Australian? Come on, he's Scottish.
I know, I'm joking. I was, you know, because before I was saying we don't know where they're from, but he's a Scottish psychopath. Everybody knows that. He's got a sword named Angela. I know a lot about this guy. It's named after his dead mother.
That's right.
We all know about Drew McIntyre. This is what I mean about fleshed out characters that some people just don't understand. Like, Drew McIntyre isn't a character I particularly enjoy, but there's a lot of stuff about him that I know. His mother's dead. He's from Scotland. He's a psychopath. He likes to swing a sword around and try and decapitate people. He never actually does it. He named the sword after his mother for some reason. And did I mention he's a Scottish psychopath?
Yeah.
He has the Claymore
kick. You
know
his finisher. There you go.
Claymore kick.
He does a countdown.
He counts it down.
Which is really lame.
It's very lame. He's very tall and muscular. He looks like a Scottish Randy, if Randy had longer hair and more body hair.
I wouldn't say he's good on the mic, but yeah,
no,
close
he's
enough.
He's not. Close enough, I guess. I'd say Randy's quite a bit better on the mic.
Think in terms of the only one who bakes, bro?
Huh?
I mean, in terms of the look, like, yeah, he's close to Randy in look.
Yeah. Pretty close.
I think I'm the only one who bakes, bro.
Yeah. So it's the contract signing. Roman Reigns shows it devolves into a fight, right? Like most contract signings do in wrestling. And then Roman Reigns, the tribal chief, shows up, walks to the ring, takes him forever. The Randy and Riddle team, who have the Usos in like headlocks while Roman's coming to the ring, they decide to let go of their headlocks and just stare at Roman Reigns as he approaches them. And, of course, the Usos, like, start beating up RK-Bro because, right? Why wouldn't you?
They're not in awe of Roman's presence.
No, they've seen him before. They've seen Roman Reigns before.
Randy's like, oh.
Randy's like, oh, my God.
It's
look
Roman.
At him. He's so cool.
Oh.
I'd look at Roman, too. He's awesome looking. He's so cool. And then Roman and the Usos. Did Roman help the Usos, or did the Usos just beat up Randy and Riddle, and Roman just stood in the ring?
Yeah, I felt he just stood in the ring.
Yeah, I don't think Roman did it.
Yeah, he doesn't get involved. He doesn't help the Usos do their business. He lets them do their thing.
Distraction, that's about it.
Yeah. So Roman is then standing in the ring. The Usos have beat up the RK brothers, and the RK brothers have disappeared. And then Drew McIntyre shows up. And he decides to get involved with Roman, and he starts fighting with Roman and punches him a bit, and then Roman decides he's taking too many punches, and he rolls out of the ring, and Roman kind of walks away and looks at Drew. And then Paul Heyman is like, hey, Adam Pearce, don't you think it should be the Usos and Roman Reigns against Drew McIntyre and RK-Bro? And I thought that he was suggesting a main event for SmackDown later tonight. I didn't think that he was suggesting a new match for the pay-per-view, but apparently he was. And the WWE was like, yeah, that's what we're going to do. And now we're not unifying the tag team titles like I thought we were going to, which is the whole reason why I wanted to see WrestleMania Backlash. The only thing on this whole pay-per-view that I want to see is the tag team titles unified, and now that's not happening. I'm not tuning in to see Bobby Lashley and Omos again, or Happy Corbin and Madcap Moss,
oh, brother,
or AJ Styles and Edge again. Didn't they just wrestle?
It wasn't great.
And this feud,
this
like this,
rematch.
I know, but this like Edge, AJ Styles, Damian Priest, Spooky Uki stuff is like not for me.
Judgment Day.
I'm starting to think that Edge. Like, he's great in the ring, obviously, Hall of Famer, legend, all that. But gimmick-wise, promo-wise, pretty much sucks, except for the Rated RKO era.
Yeah,
because now, it's like, okay, well, This is terrible. His promos, really, since he's been back, haven't been great. They've kind of got worse over time. Now it's really bad. It's like all-time bad. And there was a long stretch there before he had sex with Lita and Matt Hardy got mad that Edge was kind of, meh. You know, like, good in the ring, but as far as promos and shit, it never really clicked.
Not until he turned heel.
It
was that promo he cut with Shawn Michaels when he was starting to turn heel.
Yes.
And he said to himself, like, you're right, Shawn, I think I need to slap some sense into myself. But, I like this better than a slap shot.
Yes, that was great.
Like the, it was like that. Fall yeah. of 05, like yes. September 05.
And then he lost to Ric Flair, I think. He lost the IC belt to Ric Flair. And then he beat Cena to cash in Money in the Bank. Wasn't that? Didn't he lose to, wasn't it?
He lost to Flair, like he DQ'd himself really early on in the match.
Right.
And it turned out to be because he was saving his energy.
Okay.
It might have been for the
interview. It was great.
Yeah.
He was great. The rated R superstar gimmick was great, but the more I watch Edge now, the more I'm starting to think, well, maybe it was just that one gimmick and everything else was kind of mid.
Christian was the man.
You know what I mean?
Wow. So you don't like the House of Edge? I'm surprised by that.
Do you?
Like, it's too early to tell right now. It's only starting. Like, I feel like they got to give it some time, I think.
But do you like what you've seen so far? Do you see potential? I mean, it's...
I haven't seen enough, like, to be honest. Like, I mean, they just, what, they turned the lights off against AJ? And they had the whole light show for whatever reason? Like, it hasn't been anything big. The only thing, like, I kind of feel weird is, like, if Edge is going to do, like, this dark character, like, insulting, like, the local sports teams, like, it's a weird fit. I don't think he should do that.
I don't know what the hell he's doing. Is he the Undertaker? Is he Aleister Black now? He was a family man with Beth Phoenix, his wife, defending his children against the evil Seth Rollins like 3 months ago, and now he's this demon from Death Valley. What the hell is this turn?
And if this is all just an excuse to do, you know, light show and special effects and stuff, why did they get rid of Bray Wyatt? You know, that was like their go-to.
I mean,
there's a lot of things.
I'd rather Edge doing
this
gimmick.
I mean, obviously.
If somebody's going to do this crappy gimmick, I'd rather it be Edge than Bray Wyatt. They have to stick it on TV.
I guess so.
At least with Edge, we get the Edge matches.
At the same time, though, it's just like, why would you?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Give it a break with these things.
The rated R superstar. Like, I love Edge so much. But I'm starting to wonder, like, maybe promo-wise, gimmick-wise, I think this is tarnishing his legacy to the point where you start to wonder, well, there was that one period where it was really hot and the angles and the promos were good, but before that it was not so good, you know? Like, Edge was kind of a guy who never really found his spot until he did. Until the Matt Hardy thing, and then, you know, it was a rocket ship. But before that, it was like,
he was getting injured a lot, too, so it was hard to see if the company was really behind him or not.
But the company was behind him, and he had those great matches and tag matches and everything, and he was always a great wrestler. But as far as the character and gimmick, like, it never really took off until the Rated R Superstar. And the more I watch this version of Edge, the more I think maybe that was the, you know, all there is. Because I don't like this thing. Is it called the House of Edge?
No, I just heard that someone said that. I'm like, it's hilarious. I gotta say that.
I believe they call it Judgment
House
Day,
Mitch, which is horrible. that should be like their catchphrase, not the team name.
Yeah, or like a team finisher or something.
Their name is Judgment Day.
It's pretty bad. Pay-per-view. Again, House of Edge. It's much better, and it feels like the House of Black. So why not?
I think that they should call themselves the Disciples of Apocalypse. That's a good name. The DOA. No one's
that's
done that
been
before.
Done too, but yeah.
Oh, has it? Oh, whoops.
How about the Brood?
No. I think that's what Edge is trying to do now. Yeah. This is the new Brood. Get Gangrel in it. Ryan Katz in the chat saying they need more members. Do they? Do you want to suck Rhea Ripley into this hellhole of nonsense? I mean, it fits Damian Priest's gimmick, but like... Damian Priest's gimmick
Ciampa
is whack.
Well.
Who? Chompy?
Yep.
Chain Chomp?
I'd add him.
They got a Chain Chomp
maybe...
wrestler now? Wow.
It's huge.
And any other job?
You know, the
I think
Chain Chomps?
Lost.
How come the Chain Chomps in Mario Brothers bark? That makes no sense. Well, what are they, dogs?
They kind of learn they're there to guard things, too. They put them there to guard things.
Yeah.
So they serve that kind of purpose. And
do they bark in Odyssey, too, John? Or just 64? I think they bark
in
Odyssey.
64.
Bark in Mario.
Well, maybe they started something 64. But regardless, I think Edge's group needs more members.
John doesn't want to talk about the mechanics of Chain Chomps all day. Let's talk about Edge. I want to talk about Chain Chomps.
Edge is more important here. Like I think his group just needs time to grow. And, you know, this match with AJ, you can't go wrong with a match with AJ.
No,
it wasn't the
right.
best match, WrestleMania, but
yeah,
I feel like they could have better matches.
It kind of sucked at Mania. I didn't really like it.
I wasn't hot for it.
I think it was bad. Well, I think it was all right, but
it's kind of
I think they could have better matches.
I hope so. Harold Schneider dropping a super chat. Harold, a member of the team. Don't forget to join the team. Join.ringsidereport.net. $5 a month signs you up, and you can call in. You can give us a call. And eventually the Raw and Dynamite shows will return. It's just not ready yet because I just had a baby girl. And Harold dropping a super chat. Lucky 18. Thank you for the multiple of 9 there. Harold, congrats on your niece, Ben, and Dave on your daughter.
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you, Harold. Yeah. 2 kids now.
I almost had the name right. I almost had the name right, but it was a little bit off. Because I thought you'd name it like something like Zev. So I thought maybe Zoe, but not quite. But
Zola.
Almost. Yeah, close.
Pretty close. Yeah. You know what's funny about having more than one kid is you could talk about your kids. You know, it's like multiple kids, plural kids.
The children.
I got kids. I got children. I got mouths to feed. You know what I mean? I feel like Heath Slater. It's pretty good. That's one of the best parts of having 2 kids. You get to talk about them in plural form. All right.
Well, what have you learned so far?
I don't know.
You don't sleep, I guess. Probably.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I don't know. I'm all right. I don't, you know, I get sleep when I can, and I'm doing what I can. I did jiu-jitsu yesterday, John. I went to, like, a real jiu-jitsu class and, like, got beat up by real jiu-jitsu black belts, and it was real hard and real fun.
That's good.
Yeah, so get ready. Pandemic's over, baby. It's wrestling time.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah. But I'm tired from that. I'm tired from that, I think, right now. What the hell were we talking about? Edge, the rated R superstar.
Yeah,
I mean,
sucks.
Yeah, the stuff on Raw this week, like, I don't know. There wasn't too much on Raw that I loved. You liked the main event of Raw. I wasn't a huge fan of it. The RK brothers, Riddle and Randy, teamed up with Cody Rhodes and
Ezekiel Jackson.
Not Ezekiel Jackson. I wish it was Ezekiel Jackson, but it's just
Why?
Elias Ezekiel. And they beat the Usos, Seth Freakin, and Kevin Owens in an 8-man tag because it is the celebration of Randy, 20 years of Randy Orton, and we have been watching every step of the way.
It's pretty appropriate that it's a 8-man tag match to celebrate Randy Orton because he doesn't have to do too much. That's, you know, kind of been always, you know, one of his signature trademarks of his matches, especially tag team matches. Yeah, see, AJ agrees.
AJ always agrees. Yeah.
When he can, Randy will take a break. You know, famously, we saw him, at Money in the Bank. You know, he just, like, rolled out of the ring, was lying against the barricade, you know, asked a crew member to give him a towel, was toweling himself off and sitting there for quite a while.
Yeah. And Randy takes breaks from the road as well. But he's been doing it for 20 years, and, you know, I'm not a huge fan of Randy's, but at this point, the fact that he has been around for 20 years, the fact that, you know, he had that long, I mean, so many matches with John Cena, and he's just from that era, and Triple H, and he's associated with all these guys like Batista and Ric Flair, and he's just kind of been
Foley.
Through Foley and all these guys.
The Rock, even.
He is a star because he's been portrayed as a star for so long that he has had those matches and those moments. Like, he's worked Taker at WrestleMania. He's done it all. He's done it all. Triple H, like everybody, you know? And at this point, you can't deny his star power. He is one of the biggest legitimate stars, wrestling stars, that the WWE has today. If not, the biggest. Like, as far as superstars the WWE has made on the roster, you got Randy. I don't know. I guess you could put Roman on the same level, Charlotte, but Randy's been around for so long.
It's true. And the RKO meme attracts a lot of people who aren't really into wrestling, so they know him. He's got that on the name recognition, so people just say, oh yeah, like Randy Orton, people will kind of know who you're talking about.
Is Randy Orton the most recognizable wrestler that the WWE has going today? I mean, Brock's not around.
Ronda,
I think, I mean, you could make an argument for Ronda, and I think Ronda might be more recognizable. Might be.
But not even wrestling.
But not in wrestling, and she's not like a pro wrestling made person, you know? She was a UFC star, and that's really what people know her from. I think Randy's the biggest wrestling star that they have right now.
Yeah, going full time, like, yeah, Randy's the guy. And that was just great for that he got a moment like that, because usually when they give you moments like this in your hometown, they usually crap on you, actually. So for him to get the opening promo, nice little tribute, and then to get the win, like the big comeback, and he pretty much beat everybody with the RKO.
Were they?
They don't usually give it to everybody.
Were they in St. Louis for Raw?
That wasn't his hometown.
Well, actually, Randy. Yeah, Randy. That's his hometown, but he wasn't born there. So this is where he was born, though.
In Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, he was born there.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Oh,
okay.
But like from a young age, you live in St. Louis. Like, maybe they were on the road or something, or he was working that territory.
His dad was on the road. That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I just, you know, the match itself didn't do much for me. It's an 8-man tag. It closes off Raw. Randy hits the RKOs. He looks strong. It's a nice little show for Randy, and that's it. There's no suspense for the next show. There's no build to anything. It's just, hey, guys. Don't you love Randy? And it's like, yeah, all right, Randy's a big star. And, you know, you kind of recognize, like, oh, okay, he's been around for a while, and he has done a lot. It makes you reflect on Randy a bit. Mm-hmm. But it's not like they're building Randy for anything. I think, you know, tonight shows that it's not Randy, it's Drew. And that's annoying for me. I don't really get that. I tweeted out after Raw, I said, you know, Randy Orton should lose the belts here at WrestleMania Backlash. Randy and Riddle should drop the belts. And Randy should go after Roman. Randy's the biggest star. Roman is the tribal chief. It just makes sense. I think it's the biggest match you could do for Roman. I think you'd have people believing that Randy could beat Roman. And Roman, after beating Randy, just becomes even bigger by beating the legendary Randy Orton. So, I don't know why they're not going in that direction. It really seems like they're not going in that direction, because tonight they changed the match. It was supposed to be Usos versus RK-Bro for the tag team titles, which need to be unified, but instead, it's now Drew McIntyre and RK-Bro versus Roman Reigns and the Usos in a non-title match, a throwaway match. You could have main event a SmackDown, and that's the new match for WrestleMania Backlash. So they take away the match that you wanted to see the most, and they replace it with a match that you don't really need to see ever.
Yeah, it's completely unnecessary. They could easily put this on a SmackDown. I don't know, maybe just because Roman's in it has an extra level of prestige. It'll be Roman and Drew interacting, and, you know, even though they've been doing that a lot on the house show circuit, it's like, oh, it's got a mystique, so they can't. It's too big for TV. Is that it?
I think that's part of it. I think it's also partly because Roman was a bit hurt after WrestleMania. With his match with Brock, apparently they were supposed to go 12 minutes longer and got cut short because of injury.
No kidding.
So I think this is, yeah. So, well, you could kind of tell if you watch that match back.
His arm.
It's like something's off.
His arm looked messed up too, yeah.
Yeah. And just kind of cut short.
I think this is their way of protecting Roman, where he can be in the main event, but doesn't have to do so much.
But we talked about it last week. Like, Roman didn't need to wrestle at Backlash. I think it's more impactful if he's just there watching even from backstage while the Usos beat RK-Bro and become the unified WWE Tag Team Champions. And then the next week on SmackDown, Roman walks out with the unified WWE World title and his cousins are behind them with all the tag team belts and they just stand there in the ring with all the gold. That, to me, is the most impactful thing and the best thing that you could do to even further cement the bloodline and the tribal chief as the thing in the WWE, which they obviously are. So just go with it. Go with it. And stop delaying it. Like, don't push it to the next pay-per-view where then you'll do at Hell in a Cell or whatever. Hell in a Cell is the next one, June 5th, right after this show here in May. So don't give me, it's going to be Hell in a Cell, and then Roman will wrestle Drew there, and then we'll do the unification tag team match there. Like, that kind of sucks, and it takes away everything from WrestleMania Backlash. I don't see any reason to watch this show. I really don't. I don't see a single reason to watch WrestleMania Backlash. There's nothing. Every match I've seen before or I don't want to see. Bobby and Omos. Pass, seen it before. Happy Corbin and Madcap.
Come on.
Don't want to see it ever. I could never see those two guys again. AJ Styles and Edge. Pass. I don't need to see it because I didn't love their Mania match. And if it's not great at Mania, I don't need to see the rematch. I'm sorry. Drew and RK-Bro against the Bloodline. Pass. I wouldn't watch that if that was on SmackDown. I mean, I would, but I wouldn't be happy about it. Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking a rematch from WrestleMania, which was so good at Mania. Why attempt to do it again? Pass. Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey rematch from WrestleMania. This time it's an I Quit match. Ronda probably wins the belt here or doesn't. Either way, it's the match that I am most interested in. And hey, it's a title match. And now the only title match on this card. Isn't that something? A world title match that gives you interest in the card.
I think they kind of made mention, I don't know if it's official, but they made mention that I believe it's going to be Sasha and Naomi against Natalya and Shayna for the tag titles. They said that match is coming up. I figure it's going to be a Backlash, right?
Yeah, but I don't care about that. I mean, okay. Shayna and Natty aren't winning. Come on. Come on now.
No, but you like them as a team.
Shayna and Natty, yeah, I like them, and I think they have a good match with Sasha and Naomi and whatever, but I'm tired of just watching wrestling for like, they'll have a good match and it'll be fine. I want to watch wrestling where it's like, man, this match is going to be really good, and who's going to win? Like, give me one of those more often, you know?
It used to be like that.
Like, wrestling these days is too much like, like that CM Punk versus Goldust match. It was like, it's cool, like, it's good wrestling, and they'll just give it to you, but there's no suspense, there's no reason, there's no story. It's just like, well, aren't these guys good at wrestling? Don't you want to see them have a good match? Have we lost the plot? Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't be about, like, two guys being good performers. Aren't we trying to win matches and be the champion and, like...
This isn't the circus.
Yeah, well, it feels like the circus sometimes. Like, let's just put on good old matches to entertain the wrestling fans. But you know what really entertains the wrestling fans? A match that you really want to see, that you've maybe never seen before, that you think is going to be really good, and there's something on the line, and you wonder who's going to win that something. That's how you make wrestling. It's really not that complicated. Two people who are good at wrestling... Keep them away from each other. Give them a reason to not like each other. Maybe a belt. And then book them in a series of things until they have a match. And then it's up to the performers to make that match good. And, you know, usually you go from there.
It's not complicated.
No, but it doesn't always work. It doesn't always work. They try, you know. They tried that with Edge and AJ Styles. Keep them away from each other. do these promos, build up the match, WrestleMania, and I mean, the match was okay, but the promos leading up to it, the whole build to that.
Purple light.
You gotta do a better build, too. The build's gotta be a little, you know? God.
I just saw the announcement. I think Rampage is like the times are getting all messed up because the playoffs are starting, right, for hockey, so Rampage isn't gonna be on always for us anymore, I think.
Just not on at all?
Well, either be on early or midnight, probably, I'm guessing. So.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I think I saw Danhausen at the mall today.
Someone maybe dressed up as Danhausen, you mean?
No, I think I saw Danhausen.
In Montreal, wow.
I think he's married to somebody who's from here.
Oh, yeah, I think he's Canadian, if I'm not mistaken.
No, he's not Canadian, but I think his wife is Canadian.
Ah, well, there you go.
I don't know. I saw a guy. It just struck me as Danhausen. He was wearing an AEW hoodie and just kind of had a Danhausen build. There's a lot of guys that wear AEW hoodies and have Danhausen builds. But I don't know.
Was it like an AEW hoodie, like,
you
know, like a generic one?
Yeah, maybe not. No,
you know, like a hoodie they give to everybody. You know, when you see like guys at WWE backstage, they wear those like
yeah,
WWE
it seemed
shirts.
Like it said AEW on
so
the
it's
back.
Just like something he just has, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. It seemed like it was Danhausen. I'm not sure if I saw him, but I think I may have seen Danhausen. But
should've
it's hard to tell.
Go like this.
Yeah, I wanted to see like, hey, are you very evil? You know, yeah. What's going on here? You evil? I don't want to bother him, but I feel like because it's
great
hard.
Thing.
But that's tough. It's tough though, you know, because yeah. You don't want to be like, "Hey, are you Danhausen?" The guy's like, "What? What do you mean? What are you talking about?" I'm not Danhausen, you know.
That's the great thing about wrestlers now. It's like they can kind of blend in. Like you can't tell the wrestlers before they stood out too much.
Wow.
Now it's like, well, can't tell.
Yeah, that's true. But if I saw, say, Samoan Joe in the mall, I would recognize him. I'd be like, "Hey, you're Samoa Joe." You're gigantic, and your face is Samoa Joe.
We saw Bryan Danielson.
Yeah,
oh.
I'd recognize Bryan Danielson. A lot of guys I would recognize. It's just Danhausen without the makeup. It's hard to tell.
Jungle Jack Perry.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I'd recognize these people.
Young Bucks, I'd probably be like, hey.
I'd recognize these skinny guys. You know, Darby Allin, I think I'd probably recognize because he's got half face paint. But Danhausen, he's got a whole gimmick on. It was hard to tell. I'm not sure it was Danhausen. But I think I did see Danhausen
today.
It's
possible.
I think it's possible I saw him. Anyways. Okay, I've been shitting on wrestling a little bit too much. I thought Drew McIntyre and Sami Zayn was really good. Mostly because of Sami Zayn taking ridiculous bumps, and it was crazy. The match was not that long. It was a steel cage match. The overhead belly-to-belly that Sami took when Drew tossed him across the ring, incredible. And the finish... the superplex off the top of the steel cage. My goodness. So hats off to Sami Zayn. Incredible performance tonight against Drew McIntyre. He's still willing to go out there and take some crazy bumps. Just a superplex off the top of the cage. That's a big fall. That's a big fall. And he took it tonight, then got hit with the Claymore. 1-2-3. Drew McIntyre beats Sami in the steel cage. Finally gets his revenge on Sami, but... I don't know about you. That was my match of the night. I like that better than anything else I saw on SmackDown tonight.
It was mine, too.
Well, was there really any other good match on SmackDown tonight? I mean, when the main event was that beat the clock challenge, I'm like, how can you end a show like this? That was garbage. Like, it felt backwards, the match order tonight. I don't know about you guys. Like,
yeah. Why'd they open a show weird. With a steel cage match? You close the show with a steel cage match.
I feel that maybe, because this was a taped show, right? They taped it last week, right after last week's SmackDown.
Uh-huh.
So maybe the live crowd, when they saw it, that was probably the last thing they saw. But they had to make it so that Drew attacked Roman, and that had happened after the cage match. Possibly.
Okay.
Maybe that's why.
Well, then open the show with the cage match, but have Drew and Roman at the end. Like, Drew and Roman, that segment when Drew stands tall with RK-Bro in the ring, that is how you close the show. Not Charlotte Flair. So Ronda Rousey and Charlotte Flair have a beat-the-clock I-quit match challenge, right? So they have to make their opponents say, I quit, these jobbers who've now been, I mean, completely obliterated as far as, you know, respect level.
Challengers.
Yeah. Like, Ronda Rousey beats Shotzi in a minute 41. Shotzi spent most of that minute 41 running away from Ronda till she eventually got caught and put in an armbar. And then Charlotte Flair wrestled Aaliyah and had her in the figure eight at a minute 41, but Aaliyah didn't quit yet. She was about to quit, but didn't, and the time elapsed.
She
so
did quit after.
She quit time. After, right? No. But it was too late, and Ronda won the challenge. And usually in these beat-the-clock challenges, it's like somebody's...
Now you get to pick the stipulation.
You get to pick something, but the stipulation was already picked for their I Quit match at Backlash, so Ronda wins the beat-the-clock challenge, and it's just a flat ending because she's just like, yep, I win, and then she just walks away.
And Charlotte beats the shit out of the timekeeper.
Yeah, and then Charlotte gets mad at Drew Gulak for not ringing the bell earlier or whatever.
Drew Gulak.
Yeah, it was Drew Gulak.
Oh.
Right?
It was.
Gulak keeps getting beat up by Charlotte and Ronda.
Okay.
Every week, and it was Drew Gulak, and he got beat up.
Okay, I thought it was like timekeeper, like that like mustachio guy they used to have.
It was Drew Gulak. Drew Gulak got beat up by Charlotte Flair after Ronda won the beat the clock, and that was it. That's how SmackDown ended. Terrible finish to SmackDown tonight. Really bad.
I'm liking this match right now. Samoa Joe, Trent Barretta.
Yeah.
It's pretty good so far. I want to say it's for the ROH TV title. Pretty sure it is.
Yeah, I saw. Did they add Ian Riccaboni on commentary for this? The Ring of Honor play-by-play guy? I think they did. You know
That's
that guy,
good.
Though, right? Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
He's good. They should hire him. I guess they're going to need him for Ring of Honor because Ring of Honor is going to do TV at some point.
At some point. So, yeah, they'll probably hire him. Or if they haven't already, give him some sort of contract.
That's crazy. I still have trouble getting wrapping my mind around that one.
That they own Ring of Honor?
Yeah, and like Tony Khan's going to book that as well as AEW. And like they're going to like do talent exchange. Like it's just wearing it way too thin.
It's too much.
If AEW's roster is already kind of wearing thin a bit, stretching out like and like adding more wrestlers and that aren't as good. And
I feel like since Ring of Honor became a thing under the AEW umbrella, AEW has become worse. I'm less interested in it.
There is way too many championship matches. There's no question about that. It feels like almost every second match is a championship match because there's ROH titles now.
Yeah.
So you really need to separate the two brands.
There's too many guys I don't care about in this company in AEW. I think that's the problem.
You know who's really pissing me off? Wheeler Utah.
I mean, who cares about Wheeler
Utah? Because
he's
ruining Brian Danielson. Like, now, like, when I'm watching Brian Danielson, I'm kind of like, you know, I don't care. Because, like, here comes the finish where they all do the, in the middle of the ring. That is lame.
Sucks.
And Regal wasn't even there. And, like, Regal was the point of all of this. And just, it's unfocused. That's the thing. A lot of AEW feels unfocused.
Whack.
And the Ring of Honor thing maybe is part of that. Like Tony Khan and other people are just
confused.
Just confused. Kenny's not there.
Yeah.
I'm sure Kenny would probably be like, hey, guys, let's try to like figure out what we're doing. I don't know what the Bucks, you know.
They're not focused on the Bucks. They're not focused on them.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're doing. They had Bryan Danielson in their main event, ready to be their world champion. They dropped the ball. Now they have him in this group where he's playing second banana, trying to get Wheeler Utah over.
Or like third.
Yeah. He's like barely, you know, he's there, but Moxley's doing his weirdo, like, promos. This guy's half out the door to WWE.
Is that happening?
I don't know, I wouldn't. I put it past him. And Brian's in there trying to get Wheeler Utah into a star, and this guy has zero charisma. Give him a microphone. I want to change the channel. Yeah. You know, They have CM Punk. They got Bryan Danielson. They got Hangman Page. They've got goddamn Miro. They've got Darby Allin. They've got MJF. And then they've got a lot of riffraff.
Wardlow.
Yeah, dude, fuck.
A lot of Wardlow.
A lot of Wardlow.
His entrance and all that. That him dealing with security every week and
Wardlow
takes
and
up so much time.
Lance Archer, like Lance Archer's got a chance in hell. And oh, MJF has got a big match for Wardlow next week. Big Cass, probably seems like, right?
Big ass.
Big Cass against Wardlow. Do we need to see that?
And is he going to be like as part of AEW now?
No, no. It'll be like a one night thing. And like, can Wardlow powerbomb that guy? How awkward is that going to be? It's just a bunch of stuff that I don't care about. Huh? Yeah, he could do it to Archer, but Archer can wrestle.
Well, another challenge is to see if he can pull it off. I think he can probably do it.
But Archer's actually, like, you know, a good in-ring worker. You know what I'm saying? Big Cass, you know.
Yeah, Big Cass redefined the phrase, you can't teach that. It's more like, you can't teach him.
Yeah, you can't teach wrestling to Big Cass, apparently. You know, Scorpion Sky is a babyface for some reason. Like, you're turning Dan Lambert and Paige Van Zandt babyface somehow against the evil Sammy Guevara and Ty Conti. I get turning them heel. The back and forth of the TNT title, though, between those two guys has just killed the value of that belt. All their belts have lost tremendous value over the past 3 to 6 months. Every single one of the AEW championships is dying right now on the championships, like a fruit on the vine, just dying there, sitting there like
overripe.
Overripe bullshit. Hangman Page overripe with the belt. Drop that shit before it has no value. This company is in trouble. I'm telling you. When AEW started, I had a lot of hope. Now we're a couple years into it, and I'm starting to wonder. You got the Bryan Danielson. You got CM Punk. You got these guys that, when AEW started, would be unfathomable to get. If you would have told me that they would have Danielson and Punk come in basically at the same time and still have Hangman and Kenny and all this shit, I would have been like, and
Jericho.
Jericho and Sting and all these guys. And, oh, Miro came over and Aleister
Black,
Samoa Joe, Keith Lee. I would have said, damn, this company must be on fire. And what are we seeing? They're not there.
Well, I don't know.
And they're not getting there. They're going in the wrong direction. Because who are they pushing? Wheeler, Utah.
Wardlow.
All these other jabronis. Lee Johnson. Arn Anderson's son getting TV time. All these guys getting TV time that don't need to be on TV ever. Ever.
Jungle Boys.
Those guys are the tag team champions, the Jungle Boys.
That's like the highest prestige belt. It's a tag team belt.
And it's a jabroni belt right now. You got Scorpion Sky as a TNT champion, passing it with Sammy Guevara. I call him Guevara because of what he's done to the TNT title, right? Yeah,
he brought it up.
He opened the door.
Yeah.
All right, baby, and he came out a shining light of goo.
That's not
all right?
It's not light.
And him and Ty Conti, they're heels. They're despicable people. They're gross. I don't like them. I get it. It's good. It works. But then to play that off with the Scorpion Sky and the Ethan Page and the Van Zandt Page and the
Dan Lambert.
And the Dan Lambert Page. Like,
who
those
go
guys.
Go away heat. Like last month.
Those guys are bad guys. They're not supposed to be the good guys now, and they're all feuding, and it's the main event of Dynamite, and I'm supposed to care because Sammy Guevara is going to almost break his neck again, guys. Tune in. Will Sammy Guevara break his neck again on some crazy fall, or will he survive? Spoiler alert, he survived. But, you know.
Sound disappointed.
There's always next week. Will Sammy die again? Like, just Sammy does this stuff.
I heard
he's
hurt, though.
Is he? I'm not surprised. Every Sammy Guevara match, it's like, man, is he going to die tonight?
Remember that Matt Hardy match
much.
Where they just fell on the floor?
Well, Matt Hardy almost died there.
Sammy, too, kind of took above there.
Sammy Guevara, like, I'll give it to him. He's got balls. But it's like, is that wrestling? Or is it just like, hey, guys, I'm going to throw myself on the ground from a high point again. I'm going to fall off a ladder through a table again from really high, and I'm going to flip like 30 times. Is that wrestling? I mean, it is to some people, but to me, it's kind of like, all right, once I've seen it a couple of times, I'm over it. Like, I'm desensitized, you know? It's not that interesting to me. It's like, all right, Sammy's going to flip. He's going to go through the table. Oh, there he goes. Is he dead? Nope. Okay. But maybe now he's, like, hurt, right?
With Sammy? Like,
yeah.
You know, Sammy seems like he's just keeps getting up all the time, regardless if he's hurt all the time. So he just doesn't stop. Like, even if he's hurt, he's going to probably still wrestle more than likely.
That's risky.
I hope he doesn't do those crazy falls. I mean, at some point he can't do that anymore, or maybe he can. I don't know. I just, like, the rest of his game is kind of... That's why he does all that
stuff.
He needs
to work on his strikes. His strikes were really crappy on top of the ladder.
Yeah.
But he can do cool flips, so, you know, he's in the spot where he's in.
He was in the main event.
Yeah.
He had an awkward botch, though. That weird spinning corkscrew thing that he landed far away from Scorpio. That was bad. That was bowling shoe ugly.
And that was bad, the commentary trying
to cover for him.
But the Spanish fly they did onto the barbed wire ladder, that was pretty good. That was well done.
Yeah, but I feel like they do that move every match, or someone does it. Like, the Spanish fly has become like the new suicide dive, where like everyone's got it all of a sudden in their arsenal.
It is a move that's overdone, but the way they executed that on the barbed wire ladder, just the timing was very, very well done. It's not easy to pull that off. Like,
I don't think they should call it a Spanish fly after Bill Cosby. I think that's rude.
It's true. It is.
I don't think you should talk about that. I don't think they should call it that move. They should have a different name for it.
Well, what about Spanish Flea, like the song?
Yeah, whatever. I don't know what that is. No.
That's called Spanish Flea.
All right.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I know. It's like a classic song.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, Sammy, he's cool. He does cool flips. He's athletic. He's just not, it's not my style. You know, he's not what I love to see in the ring. But I think that he's a great heel. And, you know, he's fun to watch. But as a heel, working that style is kind of tough, doing a bunch of flips that are really crowd-pleasing and then being a bad guy. But I think he can make it work. He's really good at, you know, he's got that face and the promos and everything. He's got the act down. It's just playing off the Dan Lambert crew seems odd because they've been such heels, and it's hard to see them as baby faces.
Is this because, like, it backfired? Like, they thought that Sammy and Ty as a couple would be a baby face?
I think so. I think that they thought that they'd be baby faces. I think they first presented them as baby faces, then they realized, whoops, maybe not. They're heels. Right?
Pretty much. That's what happened.
Franco316 wants to know who was the big guy that showed up at the end of Rampage. That was Satnam Singh, right? To confront Samoa Joe again. They're doing some sort of thing there. Satnam Singh is a former NBA basketball player. He's training in the AEW system thing at the QT Marshall School.
Power plant.
And they've got him as Samoa Joe and Sanjay Dutt's buddy that they're bringing along to feud with Samoa Joe. Like, again, it's a thing where it's like, oh, okay, they're building towards a match with Jay Lethal and Samoa Joe. No, they're building towards a match with this big green guy and Samoa Joe. Like, what? What's happening here?
Omos.
Why?
Well, it's the unknown. We've never seen him wrestle before, so.
Well, I'd assume he's
see what
great.
Kind of match that would be.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, probably not, but what would Joe do to him, you know?
Probably lose to him, I'm thinking.
Oh, I think Joe would beat him, but wait
really?
And see.
This guy, he's pretty gigantic. He's new. You don't think they'd have
him
beat
Joe?
Yeah,
but it's for Joe? A title. No, not for the title, I don't think so.
It's for a Ring of Honor title, John.
The TV title?
Yeah, it's a fake title. It's not real.
Yeah, but it's the last. They made a big deal out of that. It's the last title that Joe hadn't won from Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
I know that's not a big deal for you, but they made it sound like it was a big deal, so.
How are you going to have a Ring of Honor TV title for a company that doesn't exist and doesn't have a TV deal? How the hell you have a TV title in a main event of an AEW show? Ring of Honor doesn't even have TV. What the hell are you talking about, Ring of Honor? Get out of here with, like, they have a title.
Coming
There's
soon.
A title match. This is when you know you got too many title matches. It's a Ring of Honor TV title match. Oh, Ring of Honor, is that a company that does shows? No. Do they have a TV deal? Well, no. Oh, so what is this title? It's a Ring of Honor TV title, brother. Oh, okay, cool. What? Oh, wrestling is dumb, but sometimes it's really dumb. Whee. Like, what is an AEW that you want to see? Hangman and CM Punk. Will Punk get the belt? Like, they can right the ship if they just give Punk their world title.
I think they will.
Fuck, I hope so.
Double or nothing. Gonna win, I think it's going to happen.
I really hope so. Because otherwise, what the hell are we doing? What are we doing here?
I mean,
like, FTR has to win the tag team belts from the Jungle Boys, right?
Yeah, that's kind of happening.
Maybe.
They're on such a roll, FTR. Everybody loves them. They're beating everybody. They're the best. They're awesome.
They got the Brett rub.
Yeah, like, their match on Dynamite this week. I like the match that they had this week. That was my favorite match on Dynamite. See, that was more my style. I like that. That was good stuff.
It was very good.
It was kind of not surreal, but like it was interesting to see them wrestle each other.
It was cool that they were both wearing like basically Heart Foundation trunks.
Also, yeah. I gotta say it's nice that they came out together.
Yeah, I really like that.
I thought that was cool.
I loved it.
Sportsmanship. You know, like there was like
it reminded me. It had a lot of Brett Benoit vibes from the Owen Hart tribute match, where Brett and Benoit started off. Like, real nice, real friendly. But then something happened and a strike got thrown in there and then it got a little bit more. Like, it was real scientific. It was real just wrestling. And then all of a sudden, it got a little, you know, and then a strike. And then all of a sudden, it's more serious. And FTR managed to do that, too. Like, they were just wrestling for a while. Then a strike got thrown in and you kind of looked at each other. And it's like, all right, it's on now. But it stayed, you know, friendly competition. It had a lot of those vibes of the Benoit Brett match, which is a classic, and I'm sure that FTR is very familiar with, right? If you're a Bret Hart super fan, as we all are, and as FTR they are, obviously, you know that match pretty damn well.
That's the match that's in the intro for Malcolm in the Middle.
Ah.
TV show Malcolm in the Middle. When Bret Hart, you see Bret Hart putting Benoit, that's from that match.
That match is amazing. If you have not seen that match, go back and watch that match. It is one of the greatest matches of all time. It's from a Monday Nitro in, I want to say, 1998?
Was it in Toronto?
99? No, it was in the building, wasn't it? In Kansas City?
Oh, was it in Kansas City?
Well, it had to be 99.
Yeah.
Because Owen died in 99.
Wasn't it in Kansas City?
I believe it was at the Kemper Arena, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they head over the edge. Wow.
Yep.
The Owen Hart tribute match. October 10th. If you just look up Chris Benoit, Bret Hart, Owen Hart tribute match, you could find it from Monday Nitro. One of the greatest matches ever. Amazing match. Amazing match.
I think that was Bret's first match since the incident.
Yes.
That sounds about right.
Yes, it was. And it happened to be in the same arena. And Brett got to choose his opponent, and he chose the Pegasus Kid, Chris Benoit. Benoit, I think, like, broke down and cried when Brett chose him because, you know.
And during the match,
the
too,
honor
I
of
think.
Yeah, I think Benoit was crying. I mean, the honor of that was pretty deep, and I think Benoit knew Owen as well, so it was, Yeah, so FTR had that type of vibe in that match, and that match was really, really good. I feel like they should be the AEW Tag Team Champions. CM Punk should be the world champion, and Miro or MJF or somebody cool like that, maybe Andrade, or even give it back to Darby Allin, somebody else with the TNT title. Somebody more legitimate.
I know who's the most prestigious champion at in AEW?
Jade Cargill.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jade Cargill is the best champion in AEW.
I mean, now that Britt's not the champ anymore.
Yeah, by far, Jade Cargill is the best champion. Thunder Rosa is like, you know, whatever. Jade Cargill. She's doing great with the baddies. She won a match tonight on Rampage. Good for Jade. Another win for Jade and the Jade brand.
Well, when we talk about who could beat her, I mean, Britt, I think, is probably the only strong candidate right now.
She better not.
I don't see that happening.
She better back up.
Well, just
not
who
ready.
Else could beat her?
Nobody. Maybe Dakota Kai one day. Dakota Kai got released from WWE NXT today. So did Dexter Lumis, which was shocking. I mean, Dexter Lumis?
I mean, yes and no. He's been there a while.
Yeah. I like him, though.
I like him, too, but, you know, they pretty much did all they could with him. Like, he wasn't really wrestling near the end. They were just doing a bunch of stupid, like, fashion-like contests.
I stopped watching NXT.
Yeah, I can't imagine what that show's
I
like.
Gave up.
Oh, it was pretty bad. Don't worry.
I feel like NXT is just a Baron Corbin Madcap Moss segment for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like all their promos are basically that. Right?
Rick Steiner got kidnapped. I mean, that was something out of the ordinary, but that was about it.
Rick Steiner?
Really?
Yeah.
Got kidnapped.
And like Bron Breakker's like, my dad!
They kidnapped Bron Breakker's daddy. Are they going to call him Bron Steiner at any point? Because if his dad's Rick Steiner and his name is Bron Breakker, aren't people going to wonder, like, what's going on?
Possibly. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Okay. Who kidnapped him?
With NXT, you never
Dolph
know.
Dolph Ziggler?
His name was Gacy. No, it was Gacy, I think.
Who's Gacy? Gacy?
John Wayne Gacy?
My God. Wasn't he a murderer?
No, Joe Gacy.
He's a serial killer. This guy dressed up like a clown.
Oh, creepy.
I think he's more like a cult leader, I think. That's what
oh,
it seems
great.
Like his gimmick is.
Join the House of Edge.
They should.
Weak. How the hell is Madcap Moss supposed to be a babyface here? I think I like Corbin better than him.
Corbin.
But I don't like Moss either. I think I like Corbin better because he's been around longer. This guy retired Kurt Angle, brother. Show some respect.
Tom Pistock.
What's Madcap Moss ever done? Guy sucks.
Well, he insulted Corbin and people loved it, so.
Did people like it or did the piped in audience like it? I don't
Man.
Know if that's a real reaction or not.
That was heavier tonight.
Ugh.
Sound like a white noise
yeah.
machine. So obvious.
It's fake stuff. It's all fake.
Baron Corbin at a talk show segment. I was telling on network television.
On
primetime network television.
Yeah.
On the same channel that has brought you Hank Hill, Homer Simpson.
Yeah, right.
You know, World Series baseball.
That's right.
NFL baseball, football.
Baron freaking Corbin is sitting there talking, you know, on us. On it's like 8:20 on a Friday night on Fox. In 2 days' time at 8:20.
This would be the Beyond Belief time slot.
It's like The Simpsons or something. You know what I mean? And here you got stupid-ass Corbin talking, doing a promo. Oh, man. Rupert Murdoch is rolling over in his grave.
Still alive.
He's rolling over in his grave.
He has like a grave just lying.
Really chills.
I like to be comfy.
And he rolls over in it sometimes when he's upset.
Quick question. Where is he from?
Australia.
Very good.
I know that. I know a lot of things.
Try to catch off guard.
He's Scottish.
You know, it's funny you thought this was bad. Like, when you told me the wedding segment on Raw was amazing, I watched that, and I was like, this is one of the worst things I've ever seen. Like, how can you like this whatsoever? And then I saw what happened this week on Raw. It just gets worse.
Well, they had a tag team match.
Well, first they had the whole, like, therapy session with R-Truth.
Yeah. That was
very
R-Truth
certified.
R-Truth is funny, though. Truth is funny. He could carry
yeah,
a segment.
Like, it gets very like boring like very quickly. Like it's not exciting. It doesn't keep you interested whatsoever. And it just goes on and on and on.
Truth is funny enough to keep me interested more than a lot of these things on the show. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. It's not great.
It's corny.
But
he puts effort into it.
And he's still just R-Truth, just to look at his physique. What kind of great shape this man is in.
49 years old, this guy.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's the same as he's done for 20 years.
I don't know. It wasn't great, but yeah, I don't know. The rest of Raw. I liked Asuka showing up, and she seems to be feuding with Becky. Maybe they'll have a match at WrestleMania Backlash, although they haven't announced anything yet. I'd watch that.
Yeah, I just thought the whole promo was terrible. Like, is she from Lord of the Rings now, Becky? She's like Gollum now? What, like, my precious? I'm going to get my precious back?
Oh, she literally said that? Oh, that sucks.
I never seen Lord of the Rings. I don't know about that.
Don't get me started.
I don't know about that.
I can't stand that Tolkien stuff. The Lord of the Rings is one of those things that, like, a lot of people seem to love. But every time I hear about it, I like it less and less.
Yeah, I don't know about that Lord of the Rings stuff. She was talking like a Lord of the Ring. Well, she's in the ring. She's a Lord of the Ring. Makes sense. Wrestling. Get it?
Well, they're all just trying to be actors, right? They're all want to be actors in a sense. So I think that's their way of trying to get into show business.
Yeah, it's goofy.
I'd rather she do a goofy impression.
Becky wants to take the title back from Bianca, and then Asuka shows up, and I guess they'll have a match or something. Bianca beat Sonya Deville.
Well, that was atrocious. That was terrible.
Yeah. It's not great.
Well, did you see, like, when she did, like, that back kick to Carmella and didn't even touch her, and then Carmella sold it anyways?
What do you expect, John? What do you expect?
And then the whole, like, we've seen this so many times. The whole, like, start the match. It's not a no count out. Oh, it's no DQ. And then to have them come out, too. You had Carmella and Zelina come out. And then, let's go to commercial break right away. So you don't see anything what happened when they do the run-in whatsoever. Like, it was really hard to get into that match whatsoever because the whole start, stop, start, and then interference, break, and then come back. Quick finish, too. I don't know about you, but every time they come back from a break, it's like a minute or two, match is over.
And it's another one of those matches where it's like, okay, it's a women's title match, but is Sonya Deville really going to win here? Like, come on. Mm-hmm. Let's be real.
Well, she lost three times.
Yeah. And now what's Bianca doing?
That's a great question. Yeah, right before a premium live event. That's kind of rough. Like, she's not doing anything really. She's hanging out with Kane backstage, talking. That's all Kane did, was just that one little segment.
That's all you need.
Why you have Kane just for that? It was weird.
I guess there's no way to get Rhea Ripley in there with Bianca. It's too early. It's too quick.
And but she had a thing with Liv, right?
Yeah, maybe for the next pay-per-view.
And you can't shoehorn Bianca into Asuka and Becky. That makes Bianca seem too low.
They should honestly do a five-way at the pay-per-view. Bianca, Becky, Liv, Rhea.
Asuka
for the belt. Figure it out.
In a hell in a cell.
Just do a five-way, give them all a title shot, put them all in that mix. You establish these are your top five on Raw. And have, Bianca pin Liv. Walkout champion. Five-way.
They should bring back the multi-person Hell in a Cell matches.
Well, it's not Hell in a Cell here. I'm talking about WrestleMania Backlash.
But we're going, like, further down the line.
Yeah, they could do that.
Mania Backlash, it seems like, there's nothing really planned.
Well, I'm saying they could just throw it in. Throw it together.
Yeah.
Do it on Raw. Say, we're doing this match on Sunday.
Maybe.
I mean, you don't have a Raw Women's title match set. Maybe you won't have one at all.
Yeah, maybe an interview segment or something.
Franco316 wants to know, when's Lacey going to wrestle? At first, I was kind of with these Lacey promos, like, poor Lacey. Like, her life does seem kind of rough. I didn't know her whole story. It's interesting, a little background. But now it's like 3-4 weeks into it, and it's still these poor me, I'm sad, I'm Lacey Evans promos. My life is hard and da-da-da. And I'm like, all right, I get it now. I understand. What next? Like, what else do you have now? What What are we doing? You've told us all of that. Are you gonna address the sassy Southern Belle? Are you gonna address that at all? You've talked about everything else in your life. Are you gonna talk about the shit that we saw on TV, or are we ignoring that part? What's going on here? How many more of these promos does she do until she starts to, you know, show up on SmackDown and wrestle? Or at least show up on SmackDown in like a real way and interact with the other wrestlers.
You're understanding my frustration with this now. Like the whole cry for me thing. Like,
well,
it's too much. It's too much to get into.
It's a good story. They just made the promos too long.
Well, it's a good story, and it's good to know this about Lacey, but like, you can't tell us the same story every week and expect us to care about it every week. It's like, all right, well, eventually you got to do something else. Like, the first couple weeks I was fine with it, but now it's like, all right, we get it. You've had a hard life. We are with you. We are behind you. And then she's just going to keep kind of going, it was really hard. It's like, all right. Shut up about it. You know what I mean? Like, eventually
you
got to
get over it.
Get over it. Shut the fuck up already. You know what I mean? Like, eventually people are going to turn on her. Because you can't be a crybaby forever. Like, you tell us your story. We get it. We feel for you. We're with you, Lacey Evans. And then, eventually, it's like, all right, well, shut the fuck up about it. I told you I was with you. Now shut up. What else you got? You know what I'm saying?
They're Marine. Okay.
They're going to turn on her. Once she shows up, people are going to be like, boo.
Yeah, Charlotte just has to cut a promo. Like,
you think your life is hard? You think your life is hard? It's even harder now because we hate you. Boo. You know what I mean? Like... Yeah.
Boo your daughter.
I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if this is going to work because it's just dragging. Yeah. It's dragging.
They made the vignettes too long. Like, she just kept going, and it was like the same beats about how she's a Marine and she's a mom.
Yeah.
And she wants to fight and she's strong and she's a tough mother.
No.
And blah, blah, blah.
Lost
it's just
me
like
this week.
Cut it in half a bit. Just,
lost me.
And then it's fine.
I don't care
She'd
anymore.
Be fine if they just trimmed it down a bit.
Don't care anymore. I was with you and you just lost me because you kept going.
Yeah.
And now you got the American flag behind you, and it's like, hey,
and like
guys.
Rousing music.
Yeah,
and...
it's lame now. Now it's just lame. It's too much. It's too much. I don't like it.
And it feels like a parody of itself.
I want her to get in the ring already, get into SmackDown, and or stop these promos until you're ready to do it.
All you got to do is to say, you know, say a bit about the hardships and say, I'm going to take what I've learned and, like, the struggle to survive, and I'm coming to the WWE, and I'm going to... You know.
And so on.
Because that's what a vignette used to be. A vignette used to be, I'm this guy. And I'm going to show the people in the WWE that I'm going to...
This is how I interact in a restaurant. Oh, waiter, you are a jerk. Slap you in the face. Ha-ha-ha. No one can defeat me. I am a bad person. Here I am at a tennis court in my next vignette. Oh, I'm cheating at tennis because I'm a bad guy. Ha 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 ha. Here I am crushing a coconut because I'm Kahuna Crush, you know? Like,
or Razor Ramon or Carlito Cool or Ted DiBiase.
It's not that hard.
Or Simon Dean. I remember the Simon System vignettes. And I'm coming to WWE.
It's better if you're doing these vignettes and you're not in the same place every week saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, well, we've seen this before. We don't want to see this again. And when you show up, we don't want to see you. Except with the Veer stuff. The Veer stuff was good because, like, Veer is coming. When? And then it just kind of dragged on forever. Like, what is this?
And then he was there.
And now Veer is around and no one cares because he beat Sam Smothers this week, whoever that is.
Well, is it Tracy?
I don't think so. Mustafa Ali returned and beat The Miz. Mustafa requested his release and now he's back. They didn't give him his release. And then after Mustafa won, Ciampa attacked. No longer Tommaso Ciampa, now just Chain Ciampa, or just Ciampa, I guess. I call him Chain Ciampa, but that's just me. And he attacked Ali, so I guess they're going to have a match at some point. Chain Ciampa versus Ali. Babyface Ali, heel Chain Ciampa. Which is all right.
That should be a good match, yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like really good.
Yeah, I'm happy to see Ali back. I think he's a good wrestler. The promos have never really worked for me. I don't think this promo with Miz was particularly great as a return promo.
It wasn't bad. It was all right.
Yeah, but I don't know.
It's missing something?
It didn't excite me for the future of Mustafa Ali, you know? It just...
I feel you. It was just regular. Yeah, it was straight up promo. But I mean, it's not easy for a lot of them to cut regular promos in WWE. So at least you can do that.
I know, but when you've been off for so long and you're publicly asking for your release and you make your return and you get a live mic and you're in there with The Miz and you're, you know, you're supposed to say something. You got to make more of an impact than that. It just felt regular. And it was like, yeah, it was fine. All right.
Did he seem unhappy to be there, kind of?
No, not really. He's like, yeah, I'm back. And it's like, okay. Didn't you, like, hate this place? Like, what? And he didn't really address that. And it wasn't really... He didn't really say much of anything. And when you come back and that's your promo, it's like, all right, well, I don't really care to see what your next promo is because this one wasn't really that great. The whole point of doing one of these shows, doing one of these promos, doing one of these matches is making it good so that the people want to see the next one.
It's the idea.
I don't want to see the next Mustafa Ali promo. I mean, I'll probably sit through it, but I don't need to see it.
Because that's what he brings when he's fired up. It's not much.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, this is his moment, and that's all he had? That was it? In the moment, that's it. And now he's off to the races with Ciampa, who's not a great promo either. Like, cool, they're great wrestlers. And I'm not really sure who WWE is going to have win in the feud or whatever. Probably 50-50, they'll both win something. But
and cutting a promo with a guy like Miz, you know, who likes to kind of not, like, very lightly, but step into that kind of shooty territory or bring some real life stuff.
Yeah,
he could have brought something about like how, like, you know, I was kind of sick of this place, but you know, Cody, something reignited my passion.
Cody treated it better with Miz than Mustafa did, right?
Yeah, he could have brought some of his like real frustrations in there.
Mustafa ain't Cody, tell you that much.
But Cody, he doesn't have Austin's to be either. Podcast. He can still bring something into it.
What's that? Cody's on Austin's podcast.
I think it's. Did they record it today, or is it coming out this weekend? It's coming out soon.
I'll watch that. That'll be good. Yeah, Cody in that 8-man I didn't love on Raw because he's teaming with Ezekiel and Riddle and Randy, but Ezekiel and Riddle, and it was really all about Randy. So Cody just seemed like on the same level as Riddle and Ezekiel, kind of like a second to Randy. And, like, already? You know? I thought he was going to be a main eventer.
Coming.
Yeah, we all saw this coming, but goddamn, I gave it 6 weeks, not three. Has it been six? I don't think it's been six.
I think it's been four, no?
No, it's been three. Hold on. WrestleMania was it? One, two, three. No, that was three. That was 3 weeks for Mania. We're 3 weeks removed from WrestleMania, John. And already Cody is on the same level as Elias.
Well, he's got a new push now. He looks like the Ultimate Warrior, so it's not
bad.
You don't find?
In what world does he look like the Ultimate Warrior?
He's got, like, orange trunks.
I mean, his skin isn't nearly orange or oily enough. He's not nearly as jacked as
tassels?
A warrior. He's got some tassels, but he doesn't have face paint. He looks nothing like the Ultimate Warrior. He looks like Elias without a beard. I mean, who thinks he looks like Ultimate Warrior?
Apparently there was a complaint about that. He looked too much like Randy Savage, actually. That's why he had to, I think, shave the beard.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's
with the beard and the tassels and the gimmick. He looked a bit like Randy, but he looks like nothing like the Warrior. He wishes. Physique-wise, he wishes.
Physique-eel.
But I don't know. I'm not a fan of the whole Ezekiel thing. Oh, I'm not Ezekiel. I'm Elias. No, I'm Ezekiel. I'm not Elias. I'm Elias's brother. Well, what happened to Elias then? Explain that. Where's Elias? Is he dead? Produce him. Produce Elias. Have him stand next to you and walk to the ring in front of all the people. If you are truly not Elias, prove it. And if not,
it's
what
ridiculous.
Happened to Elias? Is he dead?
Where is Elias? Show me Elias.
I don't care.
It's ridiculous, but it's actually produced some of the best television. It's just Kevin going absolutely mad about this whole situation. Like,
yeah, but that's Kevin. That's the strength of his performance.
I mean, Kevin's he's good at that, but it's just such a goofy premise that I'm like, all right, dude.
Yeah, it devalues Kevin. It makes Kevin seem like he's like a bad children's movie.
Yeah, it's when like a good comedian does a bad movie, and you're like, oh, I like that guy, but I'm not going to go see that movie because that movie sucks. And that's what it is. Kevin Owens is good at wrestling, but I don't like this angle he's in because it's stupid, so I'm not really interested in it. Is Kevin good in it? Yeah. But, like, is Al Pacino good in the Adam Sandler classic Jack and Jill? Of course he is. But it's still a stupid-ass movie.
Don Cachino.
Where Adam Sandler plays himself, basically, and then his twin sister, which is just Adam Sandler in a dress and a wig. He's got a beard, basically, in the movie. And Al Pacino is in love with Adam Sandler's sister. It's one of my favorite movies because it's so ridiculous. And Al Pacino's actually in it. A lot, and he's good
as
himself, and he's good in it.
He raps.
But it's ridiculous, and it's a bad movie. You know, it's still Al Pacino, who's great, and yeah, his performance in it is good because he's Al Pacino. But is Jack and Jill a good movie? No,
that's a good.
And that's what this is. It's Kevin Owens and Jack and Jill with Ezekiel.
Kevin Owens is the Al Pacino of wrestling.
Yeah, Kevin Owens hates. The Ezekiel, except Al Pacino loved the Adam Sandler in a dress. But basically, it's just Elias and Ezekiel playing Jack and Jill, and Kevin Owens is Al Pacino in this scenario. And he's great, but, you know, he's still in Jack and Jill. Which, by the way, is a ridiculous movie. And I'm not making this up. Adam Sandler playing his own sister in a dress. Looks like Adam Sandler, Al Pacino madly in love with
him. And Al Pacino raps about donuts.
And Al Pacino playing himself as well. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah. I don't know how they got Pacino to be like, hey.
They pitched him, I think, and he was like, yeah,
that sounds great. I guess, I don't know, my Al Pacino's like Vince, but.
It's kind of similar.
They must have paid him like a shit ton of money, too.
Well, yeah. I mean,
the money,
too,
probably.
But, you know, they're like. You know,
ridiculous.
Work with Adam Sandler's probably in like some tropical location.
But look, I've seen it at least once, maybe twice even. I don't know. It's been on TV.
I've seen the YouTube clips.
John, have you ever seen Jack and Jill?
First 10 minutes.
Okay.
And that's then I just couldn't watch it anymore.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. Kind of like the Ricochet and Shanky match. I watched the first 2 minutes and I couldn't watch anymore. Ricochet beat Shanky.
I thought it was all right.
Getting Shanky with it. Na, 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 na.
I thought
it was... No. Getting Shanky with it.
No?
Huh?
Wasn't it Shaky Sheamus? I thought that was the thing.
No. Sheamus wrestled Kofi. Sheamus squashed Kofi.
Was there a Shaky Sheamus thing? I didn't watch that. I missed that.
That's what the crowd was chanting.
Yeah.
Okay.
How is Ricochet the Intercontinental Champion? Talk about devalued belts.
Time?
You remember when the Intercontinental title meant something? Now it's defended on SmackDown by Richard O'Shea against Shanky.
I mean, Ricochet is a good wrestler.
I know.
Is he, you know, should he be up that high? Possibly not. But, I mean, on SmackDown, it kind of makes sense. I don't see anyone else in that top mid-card level on SmackDown. Ricochet, it fits for him.
SmackDown's a mess of a show. It's a mess right now.
It's too either too top-heavy or too low, really, when you think about it.
There's not much at the top. It's Roman.
That's why the middle. That's why
Roman's got rid of
good there.
Roman got rid of everybody. There's nobody left.
Except Drew.
Yeah. I mean, what chances you give him when he finally gets the match? Come on now.
Yeah, he doesn't really have much of a shot whatsoever.
No,
but
it's just not believable. Randy's more believable.
Get three pay-per-views.
Yeah, probably. But isn't Randy more believable? Wouldn't he be a better option right now?
Maybe later, though, because he's the tag champ right now. You got to let that run. Like, until they do that unification match, which might take another 2 premium live events before we get to that.
Yeah, I know.
So maybe you wait. It's good. Maybe you do Roman versus Randy at SummerSlam.
Let's call them PLEs. Premium
PLEs.
Live events.
It just sounds weird.
Yeah, but it sounds weird not saying pay-per-view. I just say pay-per-views.
I think we should still call them pay-per-views.
I like pay-per-views, even if it's not a pay-per-view.
I mean, technically paying the network,
I think you can do it.
Network is pay-per-view.
Yeah. I think you can still buy it as a single pay-per-view, too, in some places.
Some
but
of them.
But a premium live event. Premium live event, I don't know. PLE, maybe? A PLE?
Do
the
you?
Next WWE PLE, baby. I'm just not allowing WWE to change the way I say their events.
Do you guys think this match change is just Vince changing his mind? Be like, yeah, we're not going to unify the belts after all, pal. I don't want Randy working all this. Or
I feel like it's a delay.
Yeah.
I hope it's a delay, right?
I think it's just a cover for Roman. That's it. Because they don't want Roman to be in a hard match to make it easier for him.
And they want him on the card because they feel like
they
need it.
Yeah.
Because they feel he's
a
draw.
And not having him there would be weird, I guess. Especially this the card this week.
I guess they just need Roman on the card, and that's why he's in. But adding Roman makes the match less interesting. Right?
Because
it was for the belts. But now you have Roman. It's like, well, now it's not for the belts anymore.
It's a Roman match.
It's Roman.
A lot of slow.
And then if the Usos and Roman win, I guess the Usos and Roman probably wind up losing. Drew beats an Uso or something. Because the Usos, I think, at some point should beat RK-Bro and be the unified tag team champions. Maybe at Hell in a Cell. Hopefully.
Yes.
We hope, right?
Yeah, we hope. Yeah, it should happen like that, yes.
It really
Strange
should.
Strange things have happened, though.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know. This development tonight, the match change, is a real disappointment. Real disappointment. Because I was looking forward.
It's a Mother's Day, too.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I'll figure that out tomorrow. We'll deal with that in the morning, John. All right?
Yeah.
We'll figure that one out in the morning.
We'll sleep on it.
Good God Almighty. Yeah. And Raquel Rodriguez is on SmackDown now. She's no longer Raquel Gonzalez. She's Raquel Rodriguez, and she beat a jabroni in a squash. I feel like the jabroni lasted longer against Raquel Rodriguez than Shotzi lasted against Ronda or Aaliyah lasted against Charlotte.
Yeah, it was a long match.
Like, the jabroni got slightly more offense than Aaliyah or Shotzi. Yeah. Which says, like, I guess the WWE has no plans in Shotzi and Aaliyah. Not a good night for them.
No, it was bad. And I don't know about you guys, but, like, Rodriguez doing the whole smiling thing like Ronda, like, they try to sell her that she's a badass, but, like, when you're smiling all the time, it kind of takes away from that kind of feel that you're supposed to be super tough. If you're always smiling like that, just it feels weird.
Why is she brought in as a babyface?
Yeah.
She should be a
I
heel,
guess, no? I guess because they have strong heels. But they have strong heels already now. They already have Charlotte. And for some reason, I guess Natty and Shayna, they rank them pretty high, apparently.
No way. They are
not
weak ass
high.
Heels. They are weak, John.
It's just Charlotte. Babyface is pretty steady. You got Ronda, you got Sasha.
Yeah, babyface
Naomi.
Side is more steady than the heel side. And then you're bringing in Lacey as a babyface and Raquel as a babyface. And you would think that Ronda.
Oh, but Lee turned heel.
Oh, did she? Okay.
Okay.
But you would think that Ronda would be taking the belt from Charlotte at the pay-per-view and then would need some heel opponents down the road past Charlotte, and there's really nobody. Xia Li? Like, come on. Past Charlotte, heels for Ronda. Who do you bring?
They bring Bayley back.
Okay.
I guess.
All right. Fine. You shut me up, John.
What brand is Tamina on?
I mean,
she's with the Tozawa Ocean Raw. Yeah,
who cares? Can you bring Nia Jax back?
No, I don't think she's coming back.
She had a good match with Ronda.
I don't think she's coming back.
One match.
It doesn't help when you bury
one
the company afterwards saying everyone's miserable. That's not good to say that.
Is that what Nia said?
No. Nia said some bad things. She's not coming back.
Recently?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She said
a lot of things.
That everybody's miserable in WWE and just, you know, WWE is not a great place to be and stuff like that.
It's like, maybe that's true, but like Nia Jax isn't the best messenger.
No.
You know, like she could still be right, but it's just like, yeah, but you've been, like, given everything in the company. So, like, what do you got to be miserable about?
Well, whatever. Yeah. You don't, well, I mean, she got released, you know?
Well, yeah, but she had every opportunity afforded her, and she didn't really take advantage.
Maybe.
She had her moments.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of her moments, she was, like, very sloppy. You know, she injured Kairi Sane and, like, a lot of people, you know.
That's how she was taught how to wrestle, though.
Yeah.
I heard Randy Orton
yeah,
say,
she
like,
was rushed.
Yeah.
Didn't you hear what Randy Orton
barely
said about the Performance Center?
But just a bunch of egomaniacs. They think they should just have everything right away.
Oh, no,
like
but
the students?
No, he was saying how they're taught now. Like, he's got to cover up because they're throwing, like, real shots. Like, before, guys would kind of throw shots and they look like
yeah.
they heard, but they never really did. And now he's got to cover up because they're telling him you got to make contact, you got to hit. And everybody's just, like, hitting them hard now. And I think that's how they're taught. They're taught to, like, you know, make your punches connect.
Was that
they're not taught how to actually strike. I heard Randy Orton doing an interview, and he's like, yeah, now I have to cover up because these new guys that are taught how to strike, like, they are taught to really hit me for some reason.
Who's running this? Is it still Albert?
It's all sorts of people. It's a whole big
Robbie Brookside still there?
But Shawn Michaels, all sorts of people. You heard that, though, John, right? Randy complaining about taking too many potatoes from the new guys?
Well, I just heard about that overall because, like, Onyx, like, he would get messages from NXT, like, how they work. And he would say, like, you know, lay your stuff in. So I'm not surprised by all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, people would always do that kind of thing. Like, they'd actually get mad at you if you didn't lay your stuff in. So not surprised. But it's two different worlds, right? NXT and then the main show, it's two different worlds.
Yeah. Well, Randy didn't seem to like it too much, but
I'm sure
you know, I think if that's how Nia Jax is taught, I don't know. She's told to lay her stuff in, and then she's bigger than everybody else, and when she lays her stuff in, sometimes people get hurt. I don't think that's her fault all the time. I think she got blamed for a lot of stuff that wasn't her fault. At a certain point, she just became a punching bag for people online, especially, you know?
Well, she
I'm not saying
she made herself a target, too. Though.
Sure, uh-huh. She's not a great wrestler, and there are a lot of things about Nia Jax that you could kind of pile up
and
on.
Some of
but,
those botches are pretty sloppy.
But I don't think she was as bad as people said.
Like when she
dropped
Charlotte on her head with like that botched shoulder breaker.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Well, things got a little weird in that match. My hole was weird.
Who knows what that was? Was that her just trying to?
No, I don't know what the hell that was.
Did they tell her to do it? Because she didn't like do it again after that. Usually they would try to make that like a T-shirt.
Didn't she say it again?
They made it a thing for a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
really?
A couple of weeks
it was just
after.
The one time.
Nope.
I guess not.
It kept going.
All right. Vince.
I don't know. I think there was potential with Nia Jax. I think she had
there's
a couple
definitely
of good
potential.
Matches.
There's definitely potential. But I don't know.
Whatever. She's gone. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. She's gone. Who cares? It's over. We're done. Show's done. Thank you.
This was fun.
Yeah, it was good, right?
Thanks, guys.
It's a good time. Thank you, John. Good to see you. Good to talk to you. Once a week now, feels like I never see you.
Well, this is fun, though. Just like a little roundup of what happened the week of wrestling. This is good.
Yeah.
I
like it, too. It's been a fun night. A lot of good wrestling talk. Is there anything that we missed that we should address?
Probably, but I think we covered all the main things, at least.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of stuff. Is there anything you can come up with that we didn't?
Next week we got WrestleMania Backlash preview show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any news.
I think they said Rampage is on at 8 next week. So we got no live Rampage watch along next week.
Well, SmackDown's on at 8 next week.
So no Rampage at all.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see what the Rampage card is.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. That's it. I think that's it. I think we covered everything in pro wrestling that happened in the past week. I'm sure there are a couple things that happened that we didn't cover, but you know what? What are you going to do? I'll be back at some point next week. I think I'll be back Thursday night for Ringside Report MMA. We'll preview UFC 274. UFC has a tremendous card next Saturday. Like, tremendous.
We got a big weekend next weekend.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to pull all that off.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it's gonna be rough. Holy
yeah,
crap.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Oof.
We'll see what happens. The plan for next week is for Ringside Report MMA Thursday night to preview UFC 274. Johnny and I back here Friday night for the SmackDown post show for Wrestling Uncensored. We'll talk wrestling. We'll preview WrestleMania Backlash. Then back on Saturday for a UFC 274 watch along at 10 p.m. when all the kids are in bed, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then back the next night for the WrestleMania Backlash post show. The plan is for us, all three of us, to reunite once again after WrestleMania Backlash and talk about that show. That is the plan here for the Ringside Report Network for next week.
And hopefully how solid it was.
And I am going to make sure that it happens. I will try very hard.
It's not guaranteed right now.
For Backlash?
I'm going to give it a 90%.
For anything.
I'm gonna say, it's pretty much guaranteed. I'm guaranteed.
Card subject to change.
It'll happen. I'll figure out a way. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
It's a big weekend next weekend for you. We'll wait and see.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. My daughter will be a month old come next week. A month. She's basically grown up. It's fine. It's fine.
She'll be driving soon.
She'll be fine. It'll be all fine. My son's...
Deb was driving like 2 years ago, so it was good.
Yeah, he's already driving.
Yeah, he's almost a motorist.
He's almost five. He's basically a grown man. He's bigger than me now. Yeah. You know?
He's a smart guy.
It's fine. We're all good. We're
hits
ready.
The walls a lot, but he's getting better.
When he drives? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's better. He's better now. You should see him drive now. The guy's... He can really motor.
I bet he's a lot better now, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you to Harold Schneider for dropping a super chat. You are the super chat leader of the night. Don't forget to join the Ringside Report membership, join.ringsidereport.net, or click that join button beneath me. Support the Ringside Report network. Keep us going. Keep us going with more shows and help us pay for the pay-per-views and all the stuff that we do here on the Ringside Report network. This is a subscriber, fan-supported network. We are supported by you, and we appreciate each and every one of you, all the members, and everybody dropping super chats and supporting the Ringside Report Network. We are here for you, and I promise I will be here for you next week in a big way, and it'll be tough for me. I'm telling you now, it's not going to be easy to pull this off, but I will be back next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's quite the gauntlet.
I hope Mama didn't hear that, because she's not going to like it. I'm going to have to ease that in with Mama, the Mama of the house. Going to have to figure out a way to make that all happen. Digital art coding. Oh, I think that's our buddy Jason Pete. Thank you, Jason Pete. Yes, digital art coding. I know that's you because I follow you on Twitter and your digital art coding on Twitter, Jason. I knew that was you. Thank you for the 200 Mexican dollars. Viva Mexico. Viva Jason Pete.
I'm low.
Jason, I was back on the mats yesterday after 2 years off because of the pandemic and stuff. Back on the mats in like a structured class. And it was a hell of a time. So big thumbs up to you, my friend, doing the jiu-jitsu. I was rolling around with Fred yesterday. Me and Freddie having a good time. So. We're back. We're doing it. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate you. Thank you to everybody. Thank you, Franco316, Lauren Cronish, all our friends watching tonight, Ryan Katz, even Danny Brook Media. And the Habs are out. The cold coffee couldn't get it done.
Yeah, the first time they have the worst record in the league since like 1939.
Oh, that sucks.
They're getting the top draft pick now?
Well, one of the top three. They have a lottery.
So, but they have the best chance of getting the first one.
They have a 25%.
Yeah. Well, good luck. I hope that they win the Stanley Cup this year.
No, they're not doing that.
Oh, I hope that they win the Stanley Cup next year.
They probably will. No, they won't.
Right here
in
Montreal.
The year before.
Yeah,
got the draft coming up this year.
It's a fluke season. They weren't supposed to be in the playoffs last year,
but they made it, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, they're the best, and I hope that they win next year because they're awesome. We love them. I don't know. I'm trying to be a babyface here.
Yeah, like yeah, but I'm not buying it.
Well, I mean, I don't really care.
You sound like
way.
Mustafa Ali.
I don't really care. I mean, it is what it is. Hockey, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know from hockey. I like the sports where they
who
do
you think is going to win, John?
I like sports where they do punch and kick. I don't like sports where they just do punch. You better do punch and kick at the very least.
With the skates?
Well, I'm just saying, hockey's not that interesting to me because there's no kicks. And as soon as somebody
sometimes
gets taken down,
blade gets loose.
They stop the fight. It's no good.
Who's your prediction, John?
From the West, I like Colorado. In the East, well, the East is really tough. I mean, Tampa's still really good. Florida's looking good, too, though. I'd probably say Colorado,
same thing.
Florida.
Yeah.
Tampa's in Florida.
Same thing. But there's two teams. There's a Florida and Tampa Bay team.
The Florida Panthers.
It's ridiculous.
It's like Miami area.
They should call themselves Miami and Tampa. Why would they call them? Why would there be a Florida team? It's a state, and then Tampa team is just a city. Shouldn't Tampa and Florida be the same team? They should just combine teams.
Well, in baseball,
they almost did.
The
I'm sure
thing,
at one
no?
point.
No, they got the Tampa Rays, the Miami Marlins.
It used to be the Florida Marlins.
It used to be the Florida Marlins, but it's not anymore. It's the Miami Marlins.
I mean,
figured it out.
They were the Florida Marlins for a few years before Tampa came into the league.
Yeah, and then Tampa came in, and they're like, oh, let's change it, right?
Yeah. My prediction, John, in the West, I say Calgary.
Wow. Okay.
They have a lot of depth and good goaltending. And in the East.
Okay, goaltending.
Oh, Markstrom's pretty good.
It's okay.
And in the East, I'll say Tampa.
All right, my patience is running thin for this hockey talk.
So a rematch of the 04 Stanley
my,
Cup.
My prediction for the Stanley Cup in the West, I'm going to go with the best in the West, the Los Angeles Lakers.
The Kings are in.
The Los Angeles Kings, that's what I meant. And then in the East, I'm going to go with the best of the East, the New York Rangers, baby.
They're in, too. So
oh,
that's,
yes!
It's possible to have a New York LA.
I was just throwing at those teams because they're the best teams I know. It's the teams that I could come up with.
It's plausible.
And I really have no idea. I had no idea they were both in the playoffs. I was hoping that they were both, like, terrible and not doing well. Hmm. But now that I've made the prediction of New York versus LA, watch them both go to the finals, watch one of those teams win. And you heard it here first because Dave is a hockey expert, baby.
They'll probably get past first round, more likely.
I'm a genius.
The Rangers?
See, I don't even
Rangers
need to watch
and
hockey.
The Kings.
Yeah, the Rangers.
Kings,
I'm not sold on the Rangers.
Mark Messier, baby. Lays chips forever.
Please join in and give your support to Ringside Report Network. We've been providing expert coverage and commentary on both pro wrestling and MMA for over 15 years. Go to ringside.com.